Graham had a good amateur record, enough to secure a scholarship to Lamar. She was a part of the British Columbia wave of women golfers in the 80s that secured golf scholarships, acquired good educations, and they qualified for the LPGA Tour, and they all became LPGA champions. What great examples these women set for many to follow, and Gail was a large part of that. Her professional record, she won on 3 tours, the Futures, the Legends, and twice on the LPGA Tour. Gail served. For 8 years, she sat on the LPGA Executive Committee and served as president of the LPGA. She currently is president of the Legends Tour. Currently, she is a golf instructor, and she is an on-course golf analyst. Gail is a member of both the BC and Manitoba Golf Hall of Fames. And it's interesting coincidence that Gail and A.V. McCann share a connection. She is an honored life member of the Kelowna Golf and Country Club, and A.V. McCann is the architect. And her brother, Rob Anderson, is the head golf professional. On behalf of the Board of Directors of Golf Canada, the Selection Committee, and members of the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame, I would like at this time to congratulate and welcome to the Canadian Golf Hall of Fame, Gail Anderson Graham. Gail is joining us from Florida, and I know, Gail, you are ready to give your words.
Well, thank you very, very, very much. I am just incredibly humbled and honored and excited and teary, and it sort of became real when I saw the Instagram post pop up. Thank you, Megan, for I've known for a few days, and it's been hard to keep it a secret because I'm so honored. And I think about all of those amazing Canadians who are there in front of me, and the women especially who led the way. Obviously you, Sandra. I mean, go back to Alexis Sterling, and then you, Jocelyn Barassa, who has been such a great influence on my life. Donko Jones, Lisa Walters. Those two especially, and especially Dawn, she was in my life from the time I was a freshman in college and had such an amazing influence on me, and some good, some a little shady at times, but lots of fun. But we had, a lot of good times, and those that led before us, lead us to want to give back and to give back to the game. And that's, partly why I spent so much time on the LPGA Tour giving back. I had a great career, had wonderful wins, great memories of some great play. But giving back to the tour and serving the tour was really very important to me. My father kind of instilled that in me at a young age. He was a member of Rotary, and that became something that it just was a natural thing to do. So I'm thrilled to death that I could give back to the game and continue to try to give back to the game. Now being on the teaching side of it for the most part and seeing improvement with players is just a really exciting thing for me. But as you mentioned, A.V. McCann and I do have a link with the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. Probably one of my favorite golf courses on the LPGA Tour was Columbia Edgewater, and another of his designs. I often wondered why it suited my eye so well. And we also played on the Legends Tour at Inglewood Country Club in Kirkland, Washington. And that's where Joanne Carter did a lot of golf, played a lot of golf in her young age. And that was also an A.V. McCann course. So we have a link, even though I didn't really realize until I started reading his bio. And obviously I knew he was the designer of the Kelowna Golf and Country Club, but it sure ties things together and explains my love of that type of sort of parkland golf course that is treed and just very picturesque to the eye. So there's a lot of people I have to thank for their support throughout the years, obviously my family. Excuse me. A little bittersweet for me because my father passed away last April. And he obviously was a huge influence in my life of golf. I think my mom's on the line today, and she was the quiet one that was the sort of the soldier and got us to where we needed to go, and was always there for a shoulder to cry on when things weren't going so well. So And I would say she was a tough competitor, too, and a really good putter, which is hopefully where I got that from. But and I know, you know, hopefully some of my family members are on the line as well to listen in. There's a few other people that I just have to give my deep respect to, and Jim Collins and Ron James, who were the golf professionals at St. Charles Country Club when I learned to play. Mr. Collins was the first to put a club in my hand, and he just last week was inducted into the Canadian PGA Hall of Fame, and I was lucky enough to be there. I have to thank, you know, my teachers that I've had through the years, Fred Griffin at Grand Cypress, Mike Adams, and also Tom Patry. All three of them have had a big influence on how I've played. And then there's a gentleman in my life that I thank my stars every day that I got to meet him. His name is Corey Lohman, and he is a huge inspiration to me. He's the president of Emmerich Construction Company in Portland, Oregon, and he is a great fan of mine, and I'm a bigger fan of his, and so I have to give him kudos and say thank you so much to him for everything that he's done for me. You know, the press has always been very good to me in Canada, and having now become sort of part of the media, I appreciate the things that they go through to get a story and to be compassionate while at the same time very unbiased. But I sure like it when the Canadian press is biased toward us Canadians. So I have to thank, you know, all of those that were on the committee that nominated or are my nominees, Ian and Bob. Appreciate them so very, very much, everything that they've done. You know, I continue to read Lauren's columns and books and love that. And Tim O'Connor in Manitoba and, you know, all of the people that I've met along the way through doing golf on TV in Canada and through the Golf Channel. The media is very important to us as players, and especially when you're playing away from home. We really very do much appreciate everything that they do to keep my family posted on what I'm doing, which is great because sometimes it's hard to get a hold of all of them. But I am just over the moon and so honored and feel very lucky to be going in to the hall with another inductee, A.V. McCann, who I have some ties to. I think it's kind of a nice little fit for the both of us, and I very much look forward to July 24th. So thank you all so very, very much.